This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back to BetQL, you here on the BetQL Network. I'm John Martin. He's RJ Choppy. One last call, man. One last go around of the 2023-24 season for us. And with any luck, we'll be back next year talking all things college football. Thanks to those of you that have been riding with us this year. We've appreciated all of that, having the chance every week to break down the slate of games in college football and obviously the look-aheads on college basketball. It's been an honor and a privilege. So I appreciate you guys having us here on the BetQL Network throughout the season. Let's look ahead, though, RJ, to next year. The question is very simple. If you were to submit one bet right now to win the national championship in football, and we'll get to basketball in a minute, who would it be? Who would it be in college football right now? It's really early. Spring's just getting underway. But who do you like next year? Call your shot.
I have never done this before, and I promise I will never do it again, but hook 'em.
Wow.
Hook 'em. They got the best quarterback in the country today. Today right. They do. And that's why. They got a good team. They got a pedigree that has been, a lot of these guys have been to the game. To the Final Four. I think that plays a big part of it. That monkey is a little bit off Sark's back. I absolutely think Quinn Ewers is a legitimate NFL quarterback. He's got his problems. Okay, there's some things that he doesn't do great, but he's gotten better since he's gotten to Texas. If he gets hurt, find me a better backup than Arch. Even though I have heard whispers, they're a little scared at his development. Little scared, or lack of development, I should say. Give me Texas, man. Like today. Yeah, give me Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you. Like, I mean, Georgia plus 350.
I mean, that's going out on a limb there, like, I see.
I know. But it's like they're going to win the title next year. You know, they're bringing back their QB. You know, they're bringing back Carson Beck. They're gonna be pissed off from last year that they didn't make the college football playoff. You know, Alabama has a new coach, so you know who in the SEC is gonna push them. LSU has to replace Jaden Daniels. You know, I mean, who do we think tests Georgia at all? Like, if you were to say,
That's a great question.
Like, who has a chance? Who has a chance? Like, what's A&M got? Does A&M have anything going?
No. I mean, Georgia does go to Alabama this year. They do go to Texas.
Okay.
I mean, look, their
all
schedule.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
all right, that's fair. Okay, so
they do play Clemson.
Yeah, that's tough. What? Yeah.
You what?
I was just saying, I got to get used to the realignment, right? Like, I forgot that this is Texas's first year in the SEC.
Right.
So, you know, that is a game changer a little bit.
Here's their schedule. Now, I assume this is a neutral site game. It's August 31st, but it says at Clemson. I assume that's neutral site. So they play Clemson. They go to Alabama in September. They host Auburn. They go to Texas. They go to they played Florida, then they go at Ole Miss and home to Tennessee. Like, that's not easy. There's a loss in there for a normal program. There's a loss in there. Now, I don't know if that's a normal program. But that's a tough spot, man. That's a tough schedule.
It is. It is. But, I mean, my God, if there's any team in America that's, you know, built for that, it's definitely the Georgia Bulldogs. I don't know. Like, Ohio State, like, quarterback uncertainty. Oregon replacing Bo Nix. Ole Miss never has the defense, you know, at 11-1. Yeah, Jackson Dart's coming back, but Lane Kiffin's not going to have a defense that's good enough to win a championship. Bama, new coach, impossible to know. You know, Michigan starting over completely. LSU starting over at quarterback. Florida State starting over at quarterback. I mean, Drew Aller at Penn State, you know, at 25-1, maybe. You know, maybe there's a shot there. But I don't see a lot of value. I think sort of if it's somebody besides Georgia or Texas, I'll be pretty shocked, RJ. I'll be honest with you. Like, just sitting down and looking at it today, I'll be pretty surprised if it's somebody that's not those two teams.
I could see that. I mean, look, there's a handful of teams that kind of separate themselves. I remember this is a 12-teamer this year, so we're going to find, you know, right. You may find it. It's going to be impossible, like, for Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State right. to not find themselves in the Final Four, in the Final 12, in the tournament. Like, they're going to be in it. The question is Ole Miss in it? Is USC in it? Is Oregon, Auburn, Tennessee, Florida? Like, who is the other ones? We know who's going to be in it every year. They're too good of programs. They're always in the top six or eight. They're going to wind right. up being in it every year. It's just a matter of who joins them.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's obviously a huge wrinkle. That the new system is a huge wrinkle in, you know, betting the futures, right? We've never seen this. We've never seen, you know, what it's going to look like when you have additional games, more teams. You know, it's usually just the two games. So this will be a little different, a lot different. So I'll be interested to see, you know, I probably won't have many futures going into the season because I don't know what to expect. Like, is this going to be a deal where the top teams benefit? Is it going to be a deal where they don't? I'll just have to see. My guess is that they will, because the other teams will just be beating themselves up the whole time, right? I mean, this isn't basketball where, oh, if you get your feet under you, you get into a rhythm, you're ready to play. You're taking a damn beating on the football field. And if you don't play, that's a good thing.
Oh, that is. And wrapping up a division title, they don't really have divisions that much anymore, but wrapping up basically a spot in a conference championship game, you know, you really put yourself in a position where you can rest guys. And I do think, like, you know, I wonder, you know, if you're going into, let's say this year, right, the SEC championship game, it was like 1 versus 5, right? Bama and or 2 versus 5 with Bama and Georgia. What's the motivation for either team playing any of their guys in that game? There's none.
Totally agree.
And I think you're going to see totally the same agree. Thing. Yeah, I think you're going to see the same thing. And, you know, you'll see teams.
Something
will suffer. And you may see teams, you know, picking somebody off easier because of that. Now you got bid stealers. So let's say Georgia's number one in the country, and they go into the SEC championship game, and they're playing it's a wild year. They play a 4-loss Auburn team, and Auburn beats them. You mean to tell me you're going to put that 4-loss Auburn team into the top 12, and you're going to knock a 1 or 2-loss team out? And that's what's going to happen, and that's a problem.
Yeah, we'll see. I can't wait. That's going to be an interesting dilemma, no doubt about it. All right, on to college basketball. UConn, the favorite, 10-1, followed by Duke, Kansas, Houston, North Carolina. It's really hard right now, RJ, to weigh in on a college basketball future because the portal is still just getting started. We have basically a month left of that thing being open, so it's impossible to know who's going to end up where. But if you were going to place a college basketball future, is there anywhere you'd look?
Houston, I think. I think Houston's a good spot. They return enough of their players. I do wonder, like, you know, I like Iowa State a lot. And I know, like, with the portal, it's tough to say that, but they're a well-coached team. And they get players. They don't get, like, the top 10 draft pick players. I think it could be a sneaky team, though. The conference is going to get a little easier, right? Conference is going to get a little easier to play in. So that their seed might be a little bit better. And that might give them a boost. I think if I was to take a flyer on a 20-1 or longer shot, Iowa State might be that team.
Yeah, Houston is interesting. I really like them to because they lost Jamal Shedd, brought back Cryer. I would really like to see them get a John L. Davis type. If they got a John L. Davis in there running the point, now he doesn't guard. He doesn't guard, and that may be a problem with Kelvin Sampson. But he is a hell of a lead guard, and if they landed him, you could absolutely talk me into it. But you know, look, again, it's like I have no idea how any of this stuff is going to shake out. So you know what's not a bad bet to me? Arkansas at 40-1. Let's go. He's going to get a roster in there. He's going to get a good roster in there. It's going to be good players. He's going to be motivated. It can happen overnight in college basketball, right? Like, it doesn't have to take 3 to 4 years anymore. You get the right mix in there, you can take off in year one. And again, he's got a fire under his ass in this situation. And so I think he's going to get some really good players. He's got all the NIL money in the world from the Walton and Tyson family. So I think this is absolutely this is good value. I don't know if it's still 40-1, but if it is, RJ, I think that might be a way to look.
I totally agree. I think it absolutely is. I love the idea. I didn't even think of it because I was just rolling down teams and I didn't even think to put them there. I think it absolutely is a good one.
Well, that's going to be our last good one of the regular season here, RJ. It's been an honor and a privilege working with you all year long, man. It's been a fun time. Hope we can run this thing back next season.
Yes.
But in the meantime, in between time, thanks to all of you who've tuned in with us. Thanks to Chris Mack. We lost a fallen soldier mid-season. We powered through in your name, buddy. And we still love you. Absolutely. Thanks to RJ Choppy. Thanks to Zach Kroll. Thanks to Dan Turner all season long who've been working with us here and making us look good and making the show is what it is. Make it go off. So we appreciate that. And again, all of you. So one last time for RJ Choppy, I am John Martin. Thanks for tuning in to BetQLU on the BetQL Network. And we'll see you next season.